This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Invincible Power by John Henry Remmers, published in 1922. Today I would like to talk about love. Jesus said to love thy neighbor as yourself. Many people find that a difficult thing to do. But have you ever, in all sincerity, tried it? If not, then for your own welfare and happiness, do so. Begin by forgetting their faults, seeking their good qualities only, and wishing them well. It is not so easy in the beginning to do this. But be determined and through faith give love a trial and chance. And as time passes, you will be surprised by the results of your own thoughts. A reaction actually takes place. You will begin to feel bigger, better, happier than you ever felt in all your life. Those things that others did that annoyed you before will hardly receive your attention now. And you will smile where you frowned before, and in this manner you grow above and beyond yourself. Having lifted yourself above those things which formerly annoyed you, you are no longer a field for their destructive action. And what is most gratifying of all is that any evil act or intention directed toward you reacts and actually shapes itself for your good. This may seem strange and unbelievable, but nevertheless it is an absolute fact. Eliminate fault-finding, hatred, and revenge from your heart, and you will experience a wonderful transformation of yourself. Beware of the weed of selfishness, for it is indeed a nasty growth, and just as destructive as any of the species. This weed, if allowed to grow, will entwine itself about all your material gains and destroy the real joys they would otherwise bring. The selfish have no friends but the selfish. Misery loves company, as they say. Therefore, search yourself deeply and sincerely. If there is any sign of this destructive growth, then for your own happiness and success, weed it out and plant in its place a genuine interest toward your neighbors and friends. Reach out here and there, wherever it is possible and within your power, to do good. It will be returned to you 100-fold. However, do not make the mistake of doing good for the sole purpose of being rewarded. Cultivate a sincere love for humankind. Forget the reward, and it will come all the sooner and without question. The law of love, if practiced, brings astounding results, but it takes a little time, and by degrees only will the realization of this fact come upon you. Nevertheless, it is positive, and as time passes, greater and greater will be your reward. If you do good for the sole purpose of seeking applause, then truly you have your reward. Your vanity is satisfied and the thing ends there. But if you do good for the sole purpose of doing good and keep the deed locked in your heart, the divine recognizes your sincerity and you are rewarded in a permanent, substantial manner, which leads on to further progress in life. Because of your genuine love, you are given more abundance to do more good. Which of the two rewards will you choose? What a wonderful joy is found in being able to help others. But to be able to help others, we must first learn to help ourselves. And as we learn and receive, it is vital for our continued progress not to desert those less fortunate who are still groping in the dark, but to offer them our hand and guide them into the light which is ours.